I'm going to tell you a story, a spooky story. So sit back, relax, take a nice deep breath in and out. Close your eyes and let's begin. Now for weeks, you keep having this recurring dream. In the dream, you find yourself outside a cottage in the middle of the woods. The cottage is black, dark, made of grey stone. That's right. And you look around, and everything is dark, with the only light, a flickering candlelight in the distance. You can see in the center of the room a bubbling cauldron, glowing green. And on the other side, there's a woman. She's tall, dark-haired, and beautiful, with glowing green eyes and a wicked grin as she starts to stir the pot. She whispers something in a language you don't quite understand. Night after night, you've had this dream. So you find yourself out in the forest, looking for such a cottage, to see if this woman exists. You've been searching for days now, and you find yourself weary and tired of walking through the forest. Day after day, you've been searching, hunting, looking around, but all you've found is just trees and grass and small streams and rocks, but no cottage. Until one day you find yourself in a clearing, and in the middle of the clearing you find the cottage from your dream. Your heart starts to race and beat, thumping in your chest. Are you finally going to meet the woman of your dreams? You walk towards the cottage and you see a fence made of sticks. It looks old and decrepit. Everything seems broken outside. You can see what looked like to be an old well with the bucket broken in complete disrepair. As you open the gate slightly and you walk up the path, you feel your heart pounding in your chest as you knock on the door. And you hear footsteps on the other side. The door creaks open. And you are face to face with the woman with the dark hair and the green eyes. She looks you up and down as she sneers at you and says, "What do you want? I'm kind of busy." You start to stutter over your words. Well, don't just stand out there stuttering. If you must come in, then come in. And she drags you by your hand inside and shuts the door behind you. She points at a stool in the middle of the room and she says, "Sit there," and pushes your shoulder down. "Now, what do you want?" she says. You continue to stare up at her, stuttering over your words, tripping and falling, and you don't know what to say. So you just look at her as she walks over to you and grabs you by the chin and looks deep into your eyes. And she says, "Fine, if you won't tell me, I guess I'm just going to have to get it out of you." She puts her hands on either side of your head and looks deep into your eyes, her eyes glowing green slightly. As your eyes become heavy, droopy, drowsy, your sight becomes a little hazy. As she says, "Ah, I see. You've been having the dreams about me, haven't you?" You start to blush in your chair. You try to look down at the floor. You try to look away any way you can, but she's caught your gaze and she's holding your head to look directly at you. And she says, "Oh, now that's interesting. Fine, I've got something to show you. So you see, I've been working on a new potion and I need someone to try it. And you look like you're just the person for that. Come with me." She grabs your hand as she takes you into a large dark room, lit only by candlelight. Just like the room of your dreams, in the center of the room is the large cauldron, but it's empty this time. She pushes you into a chair, and she says, "Now sit still," while I quickly whip up a batch of my latest potion. She starts to throw things into the cauldron, and she starts to chant those words, unfamiliar in a language you don't quite understand. As you stare at her, working so intently, working so quickly, you start to get nervous. As she stirs the cauldron a few times, and you see the glowing, bubbling green liquid seeping out and smoking violently. That's right. You can see the smoke drifting up into the air. And you smell a sweet scent. It almost smells like candied apples drifting through. That's right. She picks up a giant ladle and pours the green liquid into a cup. She hands it to you and she says, "Now, drink this." You look down at the cup and then back at her and shake your head. She says, "Well, well, you are my little guinea pig today. And I've told you to drink this. Now, you have two choices. You can drink this the easy way or the hard way. What would you prefer?" She stares directly into your eyes. You feel like you have no choice but to drink. You take a small sip. And you find yourself overwhelmed by the sensation of dizziness, of drowsiness, as everything starts to go a little bit fuzzy, a little bit hazy, but not quite enough for you to fall asleep completely. It's almost like a familiar buzzing in your head. That fuzzy, hazy, comforting feeling, like a blanket being wrapped directly around your mind. She giggles and smiles at you with a wicked grin. She says, "Drink up, honey. Come on. I'm waiting." As you start to drink more and more and you taste the sweet candied apple flavor trickling down your throat from her magic potion, and you feel it stronger and stronger, the haze over your mind, that fuzzy familiar haze, as she walks over to you and she giggles. She puts her hands on your shoulders and starts to move your body around in small circles as you lazily follow her movements. You couldn't resist her even if you wanted to now. You feel yourself becoming so weak, so sleepy, so tired. Your body losing all of its energy so very slowly, draining you of your will, draining you of your mind, draining you of your energy as you start to slowly slip down into sleep, but so very slowly. You see, that's the trick of her potion. She's laced it with a powerful sleeping spell, but it works so very slowly. You find yourself perched on your seat as she pushes you back, and you fall. You find yourself falling down, 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 as you feel yourself caught by the couch beneath you, as she pushes you down, as you hit the couch, as you hit the cushions, you feel your body being enveloped, being caressed by the warm plush sensations of the cushions beneath you. As she walks over to you, and she gently lifts her leg to sit, to straddle on your stomach, as she looks down into your eyes, and leans her chest over yours, getting nice and close to your ear, as her hand worms its way up into your hair, and you can feel her nails gently scratching at your scalp. And it feels so good, so comforting, so relaxing. You just feel like melting into that feeling right now. As she's straddling you, as she's leaning over you, as you feel your chest pressed together, the slight pressure of her body against yours, so warming and comforting, as you continue to slip even further down into that spell, even deeper down to that spell, as everything starts to grow hazy and fuzzy, as you sink into the feeling of her caressing your hair, as you sink into the feeling of her gently straddling your stomach and running her hand across your cheek, as she leans into your ears and whispers, Nighty-night, pet. And that's when you find yourself slipping completely into blackness, completely into darkness, completely into relaxation and comfort. That's right. She's drugging you with her powerful sleeping sedative. And finally, it's taken hold of your mind, taken hold of your body. And it is so delicious to feel those feelings, those languid, lucid feelings of drifting down into her drug-induced spell. That's right. It's so fun to come to find yourself in this forest, drugged by the witch in the cottage. Her evil grin and glowing green eyes and dark hair against her pale skin, echoing through your mind as the last thing that you saw before you succumb completely to her spell. And you find yourself for a moment enjoying that feeling of her caressing your hair, straddling your stomach, and gently stroking your cheek with her other hand. And you just find yourself sinking further into this feeling, deeper into this fantasy of finding yourself here with such an enchantress, caressing you, toying with you, until she whispers in your ear, up, up, up. And you find yourself startled, finally awoken from your peaceful slumber and finally back, sitting on the chair in front of the cauldron. You can see the bubbling green liquid oozing its way over the top of the cauldron lips as she hands you a cup full of it. And she says, drink this. You look down at the cup, confused slightly, feeling that familiar sense of déjà vu. Haven't we been here before? Haven't we done this before? Haven't we played this game before? She looks at you with an evil glare and she says, come on, I don't have all day. Drink. You find the cup pressing itself against your lips once more and you taste a taste that feels oh so familiar, like you've been here before. Because you have, as you continue to drink, and you feel the familiar drugging sensation taking you down, 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 sedating your mind, sedating your body, draining your energy, making you feel so very, very weak. And she leans over you and whispers, that's right. As she pushes you down, you fall back onto the couch again, as she straddles your stomach, but this time, she just sits there staring down at you, grinning an evil grin, and she says, well, well, look who's my weak-willed little slave now. You see, I'm going to continue to drug you again and again and again, and then I can just do whatever I want with you. She picks up one of your hands and watches as your wrist goes limp. Your arm becomes as loose and languid as a little rag doll as she drops it down onto your stomach and laughs to herself. Oh, that's cute. So weak, so very sleepy, so very, very easy to control. She starts to move your hands around as she starts to run her hands up your chest, caressing your cheek and running them through your hair as she straddles your stomach as you feel so very helpless, so very controlled under her. She could do whatever she wants with you and you would just have to lie there and accept it. And it makes you feel so very frightened, but yet so very, very good. That's right. It's so amazing to find yourself here, so helpless, so drugged, as your mind slowly fades away, fades away, fades away, and drops deep down into the familiar blackness. And it is so nice, after all, to find yourself here in the cottage, being drugged again and again and again by the witch's spell, by her magical sleeping potion that makes you so weak, so helpless, so very easy to control. But for now, it's time to wake you up from this fantasy and return you to the waking world. So in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. Back to exactly how you were before this file began, remembering each and every single part of our little adventure, of our little fantasy. and feeling so happy and content as you go about your day. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, starting to move and stretch slightly with 7, 8, 9, eyes fluttering open with 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this file, this little fantasy adventure. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.